Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 8:05 on Get Her Done Tuesday morning. It's quite a different day today than it was yesterday. There's actual blue sky and sunshine. It's such a strange day yesterday. I didn't know about the hail in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. And just watching the KTVU news just now during the break, there's like snow everywhere.
Mount Diablo, right.
It's a chilly one out there.
Well, they're saying heavy rain, at least this morning. They were saying heavy rain on Thursday.
Okay. Well, look, we can use the rain. Just nice to know ahead of time that we're going to get it. All right. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. Glass, GLASS, glass. Text the word glass to 72881 by the end of the hour for a chance to win $1,000. That number again, 72881. Text the word glass. One lucky winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Glass is this hour's code word. Glass. Good job. Brinster. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma. Get knowing. Celebrity Trash brought to you by Nugget Markets.
An extraordinary shopping experience.
Nice. Have you shopped there?
No, that's their tagline.
But people texted me yesterday how great the stores are.
You don't have that tagline.
Yeah, and there's no tagline. It just says Nugget Markets. Yeah. I think yesterday it was right when Susan and Michael came walking in. We were starting to discover all there is to know about Nugget Markets.
Looks like there's three locations in Marin.
All right. Oh. Only in Marin?
Well, they're heavy in the Sacramento area.
Oh, I see.
You commute from there.
Nugget Markets. An extraordinary
shopping experience.
All right. Looks like the people behind Coachella, Golden Voice, have just announced the Blurry Vision Festival. It's a 2-day event in Oakland, May 12th and 13th, and it's just a huge festival. The first day, the headliner is SZA, and day two, the headliner is Migos. The tickets go on sale March 2nd. Is that Friday?
I believe it is, yes.
This Friday at 10 a.m., and it lists a website here, but it doesn't. It just says it's a link, so it doesn't. I'm sure if you Google the Blurry Vision Festival, but that's happening in Oakland. So
cool.
There's something to put on your radar. Bitcoin. I got a couple Bitcoin stories. It was reported, I don't know, maybe a month ago we were talking about this, that 50 Cent had back in like 2015. Allowed a record that he put out to be purchased with Bitcoin, and people did it. And they said, based on how many Bitcoins he had made something like $8 million. So he's going through bankruptcy right now. So the judge was like, so what about this $8 million you had in Bitcoin? And he basically said, I don't have that money. I allowed people to buy in Bitcoin, but that was somebody gave me the cash for it. They took the Bitcoin and gave me the cash for the records at the time. And he said, yeah, but you basically said that you had gotten this money from Bitcoin. He said, look, it was good press. It's good for my image for people to think I made $8 million. He says, recent media reports have falsely stated that he has investments with Bitcoin.
The judge pulled his pants down.
Yep.
Judge, it's smoke and mirrors. It's the entertainment industry. Please, you're killing me.
The truth is, they're saying here that 50 Cent, quote, never owned and does not own a Bitcoin account or any Bitcoins. And to the best of his knowledge, none of his companies had a Bitcoin account from 2014 to the present. He was referring to these reports from last month claiming he'd made about $8 million in Bitcoin after allowing, it was a 2014 album, Animal Ambition, to accept the cryptocurrency as payment. He said, yes, we did accept Bitcoin payments. They were converted to U.S. dollars by a third party before $0.50 received any money. He said in the documents he didn't deny the Bitcoin reports publicly because if a press story isn't irreparably damaging to his image or brand, he doesn't feel the need. It's not the first time he's been in hot water with this, with the judge, because there was the time when he was rolling in the money and counting out the stacks of money and meanwhile saying, I'm bankrupt.
These guys and their cash, the Migos, were on Rolling Stones cover while I was traveling. I read the whole interview with them, and they love to have cash on hand. I don't know. I guess it's a rapper thing.
Right.
Cash on hand, like stacks and stacks and stacks.
Is it Floyd Mayweather who's like, somebody bring out the stacks?
Yeah, right. Well, he's another one. But these guys, the writer walks into this dude's house in Atlanta, and he's describing what he sees, and over on that counter is at least $100,000 in cash.
Just cash.
On the countertop, in plain view.
Yeah. A lot of times it's fake cash. Like the top bill is real, and the bills underneath
are not. I can't speak to that. I'm just telling you that was what the writer was saying about the Migos guys.
So they're saying here that 50 Cent is apparently out of bankruptcy. He paid off about $22 million, and now he's suing his business managers for botching the bankruptcy, that, you know, making it so that he had to pay the $22 million.
Oh.
So, anyway, he didn't make a fortune in Bitcoin, unfortunately for him. Steve Wozniak is saying he was scammed out of his Bitcoin, and he's talking about how it happened. And if it can happen to Steve Wozniak...
He's a smart dude.
Right. I would assume that he would know how to have this not happen. He says that he told an audience, this was at the 2018 Global Business Summit, that 7 Bitcoins were stolen from him by fraud. I'm not sure if he's saying when this happened, but, you know, each coin's worth more. Each fake non-existent coin is worth more than $10,000. So $70,000, not a ton of money for a guy like
him. It's a ton of money, though.
He's a billionaire.
Right, but it's still a lot of money.
He's not mad about it, I guess, is, you know, we'd be mad about
it. That's grand theft, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. He says someone purchased the Bitcoins online from him with a stolen credit card and then canceled the payment, and that was it. The Bitcoins were already in their account, and somehow there was no recourse.
Well, right. It's not backed. This is the whole point of this money, is it's not backed by any government. So there isn't any way to go to someone and say,
help me. Get me back my 7 Bitcoins.
I'm federally insured for this dough, right?
No.
No, you're not.
It doesn't exist. He's basically saying it was that easy. He does not seem upset about the Bitcoin loss. Largely, he praised the concept of cryptocurrency. He says it is mathematical, it is pure, it can't be altered. He said later that he purchased the Bitcoins as an experiment, not as an investment, and eventually he got rid of them. He said, I didn't want to watch the price every day. I sold all except one. It was enough to experiment. He just has one Bitcoin.
All right.
So if it's ever worth $1 billion. I got a little bit more Oakland news here. Black Panther, I don't want to give any spoilers, but Oakland figures into Black Panther.
Very cool way.
In a very cool way.
And I thought the movie was pretty darn good.
Disney is donating a chunk of its Black Panther earnings to fund the expansion of STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math centers at Boys and Girls Clubs in underserved areas all around the country. And one of those, one new hub of technology is going to be here in Oakland. Oakland is getting a tech innovation center for kids.
Cool.
Spoiler alert, they get one in the movie, too.
Oh.
The only difference is, unfortunately, you know, the princess of Wakanda isn't going to be running the thing. That would have been awesome. There won't be any vibranium at this place. Disney's donating about $1 million. It'll help expand STEM programs in Oakland and 11 other areas, including Harlem, Chicago, New Orleans, D.C., and others. Bob Iger, the Disney CEO, sent a press release Monday that the company is showing its appreciation for some of those young people who saw the film by helping to, quote, give them the knowledge and tools to build the future they want. The donated money will go toward materials that expose kids to advanced technologies that stimulate creative approaches to STEM exploration, like robotics, 3D printing, video production. And a guy who is apparently the president and CEO of Boys and Girls Clubs of America saying, you know, thank you for the support. We can now expand our outreach, allow more youth to find their passions and discover STEM careers. Also, in Black Panther news, they haven't done it yet, but it looks like Bob Iger is also saying, I'm sure there are people working on a ride for Disneyland. They say they have 11 franchises that are worth $1 billion. And that they actually compete with each other at the theme parks.
Disney does.
Disney does.
Okay.
He says, I pretty much guarantee this coming Halloween and even Christmas, you know you'll be seeing a lot of Black Panther merchandise, but there's no ride yet. There's no area of Disneyland that's going to be dedicated to that yet. He said, I'm sure we have people working on it. And I'm sure he's right.
Well, when I was last there, what I saw, according to the bus driver, too, this was the person who was driving me, I think, over to where I was doing the live show. Uh-huh. He said, this whole segment's going to be the new Star Wars section. Mm. And you got to figure that's going to be...
It's got to be.
Pretty darn sweet.
It's going to be great. I'm actually looking forward to riding in the hover car and going to the bar on... Was it on Tatooine?
Whatever. So that's... in the works and maybe done. I bet it's done for summer.
Sure. I mean, they got to get that thing rolled out.
Because that was that a year ago?
Yeah, last year.
Yeah.
And you are going back.
I leave this Sunday.
Yeah. So Monday, Virginia will be broadcasting from Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Cosby's daughter, Ensa, passed away.
Oh, Sarah, don't forget at 8:30, we'll have tickets.
Oh, that's right. We do have Disneyland tickets. Mm-hmm. And there's a grand prize for everybody who wins the 4-day, the 4 passes. Ensa was 44 years old. She passed away Friday night from kidney disease.
Awful.
She'd been one of her dad's biggest supporters. The kids often are. As he battled sexual assault allegations, this is the second of Cosby's 5 children who've died. His son Ennis was murdered during a failed robbery attempt in 1997 when he was only 27 years old. So, sad news. Ensa, rest in peace. I love Kristen Bell. I don't know how other people feel about her. I thought that she just hosted some award show. She's very funny. I just find
Wasn't
her to be...
she in I Hate You, Sarah Marshall?
Yes.
She's
I think that
in
is her.
Frozen.
Yep. She's Anna, right?
I don't know which one.
Or Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, and she was, wasn't she Veronica Mars? She's done a bunch of romantic comedies and stuff, but I just think she's super, seems to be kind of a naturally funny, easy person. I see her on the talk shows a lot. She's married to Dax Shepard.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a kid, and they got a 3-year-old daughter.
Oh.
So I thought I'd do this story for you.
For
it's the dangers of having a daughter.
Oh, for me?
Yes, you.
Okay.
Well, for Brandon eventually.
I've got some time.
You got a little time. Kid's only 3. She came home with pinworms.
It happens fast, dude.
So the worst part about being a parent is the germs that your kid brings home and all the sicknesses you can get. And you're lucky if you just get a cold. Because what Kristen Bell got is worms.
Worms?
Yes. Butt worms.
Butt worms?
They're usually called pinworms, but apparently they make your butt itch. And
how do you get them from your how'd your kid get them?
Your kid gets them by getting the eggs on their hands and then putting their hands in their mouth.
And how do you get the eggs on the hands?
Touching poo, maybe? I'm not sure how you get them. Just,
general
kids are low to the ground.
Touched poo and then put their hand in their mouth and then the kid got the worms. And how did...
She said her 3-year-old daughter, Delta, picked them up at preschool, and then Kristen got them from her. Kristen somehow got them as well.
My God.
I know. Sounds great, doesn't it? The look on your face is priceless
to
right now.
To have to go to a doctor and say, I'm so itchy back here. What could possibly be wrong?
She says 50% of people over the age of 15 who get pinworms don't get any symptoms. So you can have them and not even realize that you have them.
And then they just die out on their own and never surface.
Or they live in you forever and you're, I don't know.
Don't put that out there. You're talking into a microphone.
The symptom is the itch.
Everybody's squirming in their seat because they might now think they have the pinworms on the butt.
You might have, do you have a little itch going on right
now? I don't, but I'm starting to wonder. I definitely was a little too thrilled with the bidet on my Hawaii trip.
Relieved the itch. So, yeah, the itch is the main symptom, apparently. Anyway, kids, she says your kids get them. They put their hands in their mouth. They lay eggs. Kristen says, yes, I did experience the itch. But that wasn't the worst part. She said you have to monitor, so you have to look at your kids.
And her husband looked at hers?
I don't know. Maybe she
looked
at herself. And she says, then you wipe their butt. And sure enough, I wiped. I saw a little white worm. I know. She says she's really gross. My daughter, not the worm. The worm was gross too, but her daughter's super gross. I just think, you know, good for her for admitting that. For everyone whose, you know, dirty little secret is that they've had pinworms in their house. That's great to know that Kristen Bell had them too.
What's that sound?
That's Vinny. Not psyched about that last story. All right. Mark Hamill, total gear shift here. Moving on to something else.
Play Star Wars.
Mark Hamill might be in talks to join Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, as who?
They don't... Oh, Jesus. They don't say as who, and it's really probably not even going to happen, because listen to the story. This is a new thing that we're seeing. People suggest things on Twitter, and then the Twitterverse goes crazy, and it seems like it's a great idea, and then somebody makes, a director or somebody makes a mistake of weighing in on it, and then the next thing you know, they're getting DM'd by the actual person that the thing's about.
Well, listen, that does work. When Fast and Furious needed a new bad guy, they put it out there on Facebook and a few other places that who should the new bad guy be, and everyone voted for Jason Statham. And there he was. He was the new bad guy.
Well, a fan tweeted at director James Gunn. I guess he's doing Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Did he do the first two, too?
I
don't know about directors. A fan said, you should cast Mark Hamill. And James said, I think he lives around the corner from me in Malibu, so he can just come over. We can talk about it over a cup of coffee. And Mark said, I'd love to. Mark said, I'd be happy to do so, both as a good neighbor and an unemployed actor. And then he said, DM me for my contact info if you're serious, and a good neighbor. So,
hey, I just want to say to the Star Wars folks, killing off Mark Hamill in the last Star Wars, I don't know.
Spoiler alert!
I don't know if that was the right decision.
What did you just do?
And I'll tell you why.
Why would you do that?
Because he's the last guy to know who Yoda is. Like, how is anyone going to know who Yoda is if you get rid of that guy?
Yoda appears to people. He's going to appear to Rey.
But they'll be like, who's this green guy in my dream? Who are you?
Yoda I am.
I don't know. I just didn't like it. I got to be honest.
Jedi Master.
Can't believe he just said that. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Everyone's seen it.
Who was the best-selling global recording artist of 2017?
2017.
Who was the best-selling global recording artist of 2017? This is... basically everything. Album, singles, streams, everything, everywhere. Who sold the most?
Can I just tell you something before you tell us?
I want to guess.
Did you see The Voice last night at all?
I did not.
Kelly Clarkson might be the cutest, funnest new judge on The Voice of all time.
What? Tell me what she did.
She's just so... she's competitive, but she's cute and she's fun. And
yeah.
The person... she turns on this little girl, you know, and the little girl's singing, and you don't really know she's a little girl. She's whatever. You're just hearing her sing, and she sings well. She's fine. And she ends, and
Kelly has turned her chair.
Kelly's turned her chair, and Blake turns his chair at the last second, And the competition for the whole point is they compete to get this person to choose them
to be their mentor,
to be part of their team. And she's just in and out of her chair, and I turned first. And then someone goes, how old are you? And she goes, I'm 14. And they all just went, what? Because 14 is a kid.
Yeah.
And she, A, didn't look like that, and B, didn't sound like that for sure.
Right.
So she's so, anyway.
You were very charmed by her.
I loved it. Is this it?
14-year-old girl? Yeah.
Oh.
Name's Bryn Cartelli.
Oh, her name's Bryn. There goes
There's Kelly.
That's her into it.
There's her family screaming backstage.
Exactly.
She's so into it. It's
so
great.
Who did the girl pick?
She goes, oh my God, Kelly, I love you. I've been listening to you since I was a little kid.
One
Which
whole
is,
year.
Yeah, ridiculous, right? But then Alicia Keys, who's on the panel, she goes, something like, when did you start singing? The girls all, I've been singing since I was one. I love to sing.
Yeah.
And I thought of you because it's that whole
singing.
Anytime, just anywhere,
so
any reason. Any right.
Dane, you're playing.
Even when
a
people
game.
Are yelling, stop singing.
Yeah, I know. I hear you yelling. I just can't stop.
So who did Bryn take?
Kelly.
Oh, she went with, yeah, she went with Kelly. Okay, sorry. The reason I thought of Kelly was because I was trying to think of all the artists who'd sold records over the year.
Well, I'll give you a few of the last years, and then you guys can guess, okay?
Well, I think I know who it is. Can I guess
did
now?
Did you look it up?
No, I didn't look it up.
Ed Sheeran.
No, I'm going to guess Taylor Swift.
It was Ed Sheeran.
Yeah!
And Vinny gets to go to the meeting
$5.
Today.
Yay,
oh,
Vinny!
Drake was second.
I'd already won out of the meeting.
Yeah. You just won your way back in.
You won front row, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah.
Front row center.
Yeah. Hooman and I are going to be sitting in the way back.
You know, count me out of your full games. I don't want to play anymore.
So Ed Sheeran was the best-selling artist globally last year. Drake was second, then Taylor Swift, Kendrick Lamar, Eminem, Bruno Mars, The Weeknd, Imagine Dragons, Linkin Park, and The Chainsmokers.
Does it have like numbers next to their names?
It doesn't say how many units or anything. Okay. It's just the biggest global.
Because I was going to say, between Taylor and Eminem, I'm sure there's a huge... The top three, I think... We're really close.
Drake was the bestseller the previous year in 2016. Adele was number one in 2015. Taylor was the number one seller in 2014. And One Direction was number one in 2013. So there you go. Congratulations, Ed Sheeran. All right, Benny, what's coming up in the news?
So much great stuff. But this one, I'll ask you the question. Don't answer it now.
Okay, I won't answer.
How many of these things did you do when you were underage? And I've got a list of things like R-rated movie and so on after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sir and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello there. Thank you for listening. This part of the show, hey, is brought to you by Lucky. Alice wants to make you a little more happy. With a visit to Disneyland Resort. That's right. More laughs, more memories, more fun.
With such little hair.
I love this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we've got some tickets for Call of 97. 800-400-3697. You get a 4-pack of 2-day one park Disneyland Resort tickets, and then you're in the running for our grand prize getaway to the Disneyland Resort for four. We have more chances to win today, 11:30 and 4:30. Call right now, 800-400-3697, and we'll hook you up with these passes for Disneyland and put you in the running for the grand prize. Ooh. Right now at your local Lucky stores, fresh bone-in pork sirloin chops are only 99 cents a pound in the max pack, and pork spare ribs are just $1.49 a pound, only at your local Lucky stores.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Lexi.
Oh.
In the middle of the daytime. Are we calling her Lexi now?
We are, although we have a promo running that's waking everybody's
Yeah.
Amazon Echo up.
Mm-hmm.
people complaining about that.
Oh, are they?
Well, how could they not be?
So, Lexi, she's wonderful, yeah. And you may not hear us mention it because we're not sure if we can. If we mention
don't wanna,
it,
we don't
want to
light your thingies.
Up. I feel like we need to have a meeting and rename her, but I guess that's not the right thing to do, is it?
Well, you know, you have this name your whole life, and it's not her fault that Amazon decided to name their...
Can you imagine right now that anyone would name their kid that, knowing that this thing exists?
No.
No one would, right?
No. Because it would be... Because you've already seen what... Even when you're not even saying the name, the thing wakes up. I'm like, I'm not talking to you!
Right.
Oh, and God, all the time, whenever there's an ad on TV for it or if it gets mentioned on some show or other, she wakes up. I'm like, oh, my God, please, please just go back to sleep.
Right.
And I know you're listening to me.
Anyway, enjoy her in the middle of the day, whatever you want to call her.
We'll call her Lexi.
What's her bucket?
She's not waking up here.
What's her bucket?
Don't call her what's her bucket.
Well.
This doesn't seem right.
I mean it in the nicest possible way. It's just that I don't want to. All right.
What's her last name? We should call her Miss...
No.
No?
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Oh.
Mix-sa.
Okay.
Sa.
Okay. Let's do a couple texts, everyone.
Well, you know how some DJs, they have different names, or they don't want you to know their real last name or something like that, so I don't want to put that
we
out
We don't
there.
Want no trouble.
Yeah, just call her Lexi.
We don't want no trouble.
Right.
Trouble! We don't want none!
510 says... Hooman!
Oh, no. What did Hooman do now?
I have yet to see The Last Jedi. I was able to avoid all spoilers until now.
Yeah.
707 says, damn, Hooman. My husband and I haven't been able to see the new Star Wars movie because we have babies and can't get to the theater. Aww. What the hell? Spoilers. Holman is an ass. WTF.
We're all a
with
bunch of
the Star
asses.
Wars
Don't
spoilers.
Worry about it.
Say spoiler before doing bleep like that. I've listened from day one, but I just turned you off.
Yeah, guess what? This is the new reality that you live in. And
when did that movie come out? How many months
December.
Ago?
WTF, Hooman. I have not seen the latest Star Wars yet, you D-head.
Yeah, that's your fault. I'm okay with it, Hooman. And listen, you can't live your life worrying about... You just can't. I've found that, you know, it makes me mad at people that I love. It's, you know, it's just stupid. You have to accept that sometimes things... We're going to get spoiled. They're not spoiled. You still are going to watch the show and enjoy it very much.
408 says, wow, Hooman, your spoilers are out of control, dude.
Oh, don't listen to him, Hooman.
WTF, Hooman, not all of us get to watch movies before they come out. Ugh.
Poor Hooman. He ran away crying.
408 says, oh my God, I hate you, Hooman.
Oh.
925 says,
okay, I think we got it,
At
Vin.
At least it took over the hatred for me.
Vin?
Yes, Vin.
Vin?
Yes, Vin. Getting, besides, he's not listening. He took his headphones off after the first
He's getting the winner.
Yes.
Oh. Here's what's happening. I think you've all been heard now, people. You can stop writing that.
Hooman didn't hear you, but I did.
How many of these things did you do when you were underage?
All right.
Got a tattoo.
No.
No.
Gambled.
No.
No.
I mean, I don't
even
think
gamble
so.
Now.
You don't?
Does scratcher lottery tickets count?
That might be the only gambling.
Because I definitely, my dad would give us a scratcher.
Lottery tickets or buy tickets to the lottery like we do here sometimes.
Right. When did you get your first tattoo? Were you 18?
This reporter is not part of this story.
That's ridiculous.
Well, I tattooed my own hand, if that counts, when I was underage. But that,
You still have it? Then it counts.
You can see part of it.
What was
but
it?
It was just, I just tattooed a design on my hand because we had the black India ink and the needles. And I start doing it, and then I'm doing it, and I finish, and I'm like, I just put a tattoo on my hand. I can't even hide that.
So then he took a wire brush and tried to get it off.
I got most of it out, but there's still ink there. But anyway, the actual tattoo, the first one I got, I was 18. Oh. The first place I went. Drove a car.
Oh, I drove underage for sure.
Had sex.
Under the age of 18, yes. Oh, my God. Liar. We know Bryn did.
I did not.
And he has the kid to prove it.
Did Hooman have sex before he was 18? Have we ever heard of his...
The first time?
His first time?
Let's ask him on the secret show today.
Good idea. I don't know that we've ever heard his virginity loss story.
I bet you he was well over 20 when that happened.
It was last year.
I don't recall having heard it.
I know. I feel like I know all of your virginity loss stories.
Well, he's pretty cagey about a lot of things too. Mm-hmm. So it's highly likely that we won't get any kind of anything that resembles the real deal.
Well, we did hear about that one time with the, which didn't feel real. There have been a few that haven't felt real.
The myth maker. Mm. Anyway, a survey asked people a bunch of things. If they did them underage, got a tattoo, gambled, drove a car, had sex, watched an R-rated movie at a theater.
Yes.
Yep.
Bought cigarettes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bought alcohol.
Yes. Boy, yeah. I'm sounding more and more like a loser.
I know. I was like, wait, did I? And then I went, oh, yeah. That.
Didn't you get into clubs, too, or bars before you were 21?
The first bar I went to was a lesbian bar.
Oh.
Okay, but were you underage or
yes.
not? Okay. Wasn't about the sex that went down. So you had lesbian sex
yes,
first?
Yes, Danny. No, I just got into the bar because I knew they'd let me in.
Because they were like, oh, my God, it's a hot chick. Let her in.
Is that why?
Why I got in?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, you said, I went to the lesbian bar because I knew they'd let me in.
Well, they didn't card anybody, so.
Oh.
Me and my girlfriend would go in there and play pool and
I
stuff.
I bet they carded boys. sir, we're going to need to see your ID, please. Watch an R-rated movie at home or a friend's house was the number one answer that things people did underage.
Yeah.
That was number one. But bought alcohol was number two, and bought cigarettes was number three on the list of things people did when they were underage.
Those all feel like things that you almost can't get to legal age without doing some of those things. You just do. Mm. Especially if you have a friend that's older. If they're already able to do it, they're like, if you're going to hang with me, we're going to have to sneak you in because, or whatever. Because come on, you 14-year-old, look at you, not grown up yet.
A new study out of the Netherlands found that people who took cold showers, even for just 30 seconds, took 29% fewer sick days. The theory is that the cold water really gets the hormones in your body working, which can be good for your overall health and maybe even help you lose weight.
Yeah, that's I hear all the time about the cold shower. I can't bring myself to do it. This is torture.
Feels so good.
Oh, God. No, it doesn't.
You've never been more alive than...
I'm so happy in the hot water that I believe me.
Over the weekend, surfing, it was 30-degree air.
Mm. Oh, sounds great.
50-whatever-degree water.
So the water felt warm.
Well, it didn't feel warm, actually. But after you get out and you pull your wetsuit off, you've never been more alive. You actually are sitting there on the side of the road.
Imagine if Vinny didn't do this, how many sick days he'd take. That kid would have killed you by now.
If you're sitting there on the side of the road after that and you're practically naked, but you feel warm because of the time you've spent in the water. It feels unreal. And you're just wide awake. It's incredible. A restaurant just created the world's fanciest and most expensive meatball for National Meatball Day, which is coming up on March 9th, by the way.
Oh.
Part of the reason I do this story is today, IHOP is celebrating National Pancake Day.
Oh, I love National Pancake Day.
They say they're celebrating it today. I don't think it's actually today, but...
Well, they're in charge of pancakes.
According to the news story, one of the news stories I saw today...
What do they do? Do you get a free pancake if
you
go
in? I think you get a free short stack.
Oh.
That's
think if there's
participating
an
IHOPs.
I think there might be one in San Rafael.
Free pancakes.
Yeah, I'll go for some free pancakes.
Anyway.
Although I'm never getting out of here today, so I guess maybe I'll have to do it on not free pancakes.
Sorry to hear that.
The internet says Sunday, March 4th is actually National Pancake.
But I guess they're celebrating it today. Maybe because they're...
The demand would be too high on a Sunday.
That makes sense.
Oh, right.
San Rafael.
Oh, there is one there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Off 4th Street.
All right. I know just where that is.
Anyway, the meatball they've created over at this New York City restaurant called Davio's North Italian Steakhouse, it's $100
for one meatball. And what's in it? Like, why is it so expensive?
The meatball is made from Wagyu beef, truffle cheese, foie gras, truffles, and it has a creamy champagne sauce on top. No, thanks.
That does sound delicious.
It does not.
Yes, it does.
Foie gras?
Well, I am not a huge fan of, like, straight foie gras, but the...
Truffle cheese?
Truffles are delicious.
Hold on. Let me give you a picture of this so you can draw along with
it. All right. Let's see.
That's the meatball?
$100
Yum. I'll eat that.
Oh, I'm sure they probably sell them just because people go, I got to try a $100 meatball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that looks delicious. Mm. What are those little bits of green that they've sprinkled on there? Oh, doesn't look like parsley.
Basil?
Maybe. They look like little mini leaves, little bean sprouts or something.
Well, basil's in a lot of Italian cooking, so there should be something representing Italians in that meatball because foie gras. Well, I don't know. That's French, right?
Yep.
Is that a French thing?
Truffles are Italian, though, aren't they?
Are they?
Don't they go dig for truffles? Well, maybe they're French, too. I don't know.
Whatever.
The meat the ball. There's the Italian part.
You waste 26 hours a year parking your car.
No, you don't.
You do if you park in this building. Are you kidding?
How much time?
26 hours a year.
Oh, wow.
It takes 2 seconds to park downstairs if no one's blocking your parking
spot. Oh, my God. Whoever they put next to me now, that guy's driving a giant.
Oh, no.
I parked.
Really?
I gave him or her, I don't know. They've got 4 inches.
What kind of car is it?
It's a giant truck. I was just all, you
oh,
know what?
Wow. Well, that's not going to work in this garage.
That's
your problem. We all have small cars because of that.
Well,
all of
sports,
us.
Sports show, that's why, you know.
Is it Sports Station who got it?
Yeah. It's the,
oh,
it's the
what
game.
A bummer for them. Let's see how long that lasts.
Or how long my car lasts in its current
it
condition.
Gets so our cars get dinged up down there. There's no help for it.
Well, we'll see. Well, you know, where does that end? Flat tires, I guess, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
I start letting air out of his tire.
No.
He starts letting air out of mine. Next thing you know.
You know, there's cameras down there.
I can switch back with you.
There are?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Oh.
So don't do that.
Well, I guess I can't spit on the car then, right?
So is it hard for you when you go to pull out?
I don't know. This person's truck was it's the first time I've seen this giant truck.
Mm. Oh, so this was this morning.
This was this morning.
Oh.
Well, they just got here last week, so.
Yeah. Mm.
How about a Le Car, dude? How about that?
Yeah. Smart car. I'd love to park next to a smart car. Imagine that. That'd be great.
How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact, buddy.
Florida passed a law in 1989 that banned bars from holding dwarf throwing contests. The law held up when the state representative tried to get it repealed in 2011. So you cannot hold a dwarf throwing contest in Florida.
Hmm.
1 out of every 14 Americans under 50 either owns or used to own a copy of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon.
Oh.
1 out of every 14 Americans.
I can't, but that actually seems low to me. Everyone, it should be mandatory that everyone have a copy of that record. God, that's the best record.
The person who introduced macaroni and cheese to the United States was Thomas Jefferson.
Really? Yeah.
He brought the recipe back to the U.S. from a trip to Italy.
Imagine that.
There you go.
Thank you, Thomas Jefferson. I love mac and cheese.
I do, too.
It's hard to walk by the self-serve counter at Whole Foods and not be like, you know, maybe a little dollop of mac and cheese in there. You know, you're trying to be good, eat the roasted vegetables and stuff. And last thing you do is put a big dollop of mac and cheese on there.
I'll read the rest of the text after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.